Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Okay, we'll move on. If you're still suffering withdrawal symptoms from the Olympics, you'll be glad to hear that Paris 2024 Part 2, the Paralympic Games, starts on Thursday, 11 days of world-class sport. And I'm joined now by sports journalist Joanna Reardon, who will be doing punditry for RTE at the Paralympics. Hi, Joanne.
Hey, how's it going?
You're heading over to Paris on Monday, and you worked on the last Paralympics too, and you posted on social media afterwards what an emotional roller coaster you find the Paralympics to be.
Yeah, I think really all major sporting tournaments are emotional roller coasters because you get randomly obsessed with random people or random teams and you've absolutely no idea why. And yet yes. You want them to do their very best no matter what. So, yeah, I think it was that. I think it was the fact we were all at home, you know, families and everyone like watching like their, you know, sibling partner, son, daughter, whatever, you know, try and achieve, you know, their medal hopes or whatever in the Paralympics. And, you know, it was just them by themselves and they had no one else to kind of fall back on in Tokyo because of COVID and stuff. So, yeah. I think it was just that was why probably it was emotional roller coaster. And I think on the flip side, it kind of, you know, sport in a way kind of shows society what it can be like for people with disabilities if they are invested in and if they are shown, you know, to you know, if they get most of the stuff that they request in order to achieve the goal that they want to do.
Yeah, no. And look, Paralympians are elite athletes like any other elite athletes. But yeah, I suppose is it okay to. That part of what's so awesome about watching them is that we know that they probably had to overcome more obstacles to get to that level of excellence, yeah?
Yeah, I don't think it's an issue at all. You know, I think it's actually part of, like, you know, myself and a friend were saying it, like the Olympics are the aspiration in terms of you think you can do it, but you definitely are not able to do it because you're not that 1% of an athlete. But the Paralympics, in a way, everyone can relate to it because we've all had to overcome something. We've all had an obstacle placed in front of us and we all want to achieve a specific goal in life. And I think that's why the Paralympics can resonate with people so much.
The Games are 64 years old this year. This is the first time in Paris. So they started in England kind of around the time of the war.
Yeah, a German neurologist, Sir Ludwig Guttmann, saw that his paraplegic patients, I suppose they were kind of just, you know, after you know, World War II veterans, you know, that they wanted to be rehabilitated more quickly and they wanted to get back involved in something. So he decided to put together, I suppose, a mini Paralympic Games, you know, to see how they'd get on after the Olympic Games took place in London. And I suppose it literally just took off from there. And yeah, again, it just goes back to, I suppose, someone saw, you know, that these people had a purpose and a want and a desire in life and decided to, you know, put their investment into them.
Yeah, and look, it's become huge now. It's half the size of the Olympics at this stage. How many Irish athletes are we sending this year?
Yeah, I suppose this is a huge team, you know, for Team Ireland. We have 35 athletes going across 9 sports. Cycling probably has the most with 10 Irish competitors, and then athletics and triathlon are 5, and swimming have 6.
And when we see people listed as guides and pilots on the list of Irish competitors, remind us what that means.
Yeah, so I guess guides and pilots are effectively the people who are either running or cycling or even in the triathlon, swimming, cycling and running with a person who is visually impaired and totally blind. So basically these people for athletics and triathlon, they're tethered together. So they have, I suppose, in their right hand, they would have like a tether and the athlete would have a tether in their left hand and they'd have to run quite literally synchronized. And then in terms of pilots, they're the ones who sit behind the person who is cycling and they shout to the visually impaired athlete in front of them whether to slow down, gear up, hill coming, dip coming, whatever it may be. So it's a very intricate relationship. It's really, really good. And I was saying it to your researcher in Tokyo, we had a proposal from Cape Verde, the guide proposed to his athlete. So it's a very intimate relationship, Brendan.
I can imagine it is telepathy practically. Who are our best medal chances this year, Joanne?
Yeah, I suppose in cycling, we've got Katie George and Levy, and either her pilot will be Eve McChrystal or Linda Kelly, which will be interesting. They've managed to dominate, no matter who her pilot is, she's managed to dominate road and velodrome, which is incredible for her. Roisin Éireann, she's 19. This is her second Paralympic Games. She's actually competing in a load of events again, and she qualified for 5 finals the last time, but she's managed to take home a load of medals from the swimming Europeans. We've also got Ellen Keane. As everyone knows, Ellen Keane was at the Paralympics in 2008 in Beijing, managed to get a medal in Rio, which was bronze, and then she got all the way in Tokyo when she won gold. So this is Ellen Keane's last Games. She's announced she's retiring, so hopefully we can see what happens there.
So outside of the Irish athletes, which international athletes should we be looking out for? Who are going to be the superstars out of this?
Yeah, I guess, you know, I'm a bit of a nerd when it comes to these things. I'm kind of most looking forward to some of the tech kind of events that are going on. So I suppose Marcus Rehm, whose nickname is the Blade Jumper, is one of my favorite athletes. He's literally one of the very, very few people who tried to enter the Olympics and was told, unfortunately, Marcus, you're actually too good, because his world record is 8.72 meters, which is the ninth longest jump of all time. Yeah. And I suppose, you know, the tech side of it is my dad works in steel, so he's constantly on to be about carbon fiber, but basically the way his blade kind of bends, it helps propel him a little bit further, so that shows how cool it is and stuff like that. Marcel Hoog is a different one. He's a Swiss athlete. He'll be participating in 800, 1500, 5000 and the marathon. He's a wheelchair racer, and they nickname him the Silver Bullet because he wears a silver helmet and he manages to get down so low into the wheelchair it literally looks like a bullet.
And those wheelchairs are super high tech as well, are they?
Super high tech wheelchairs. Yeah, I mean, they're built in such a way where it's the least amount of, gravity force able to pull them back. So it's all aerodynamics and stuff like that. I think Marcel Hoog's wheelchair actually is the price of probably a car. I think it's something in the round of 50,000 euro.
And listen, we all like a bit of obscure sports around Olympic times, but there are sports in the Paralympics that you will only see them in the Paralympics.
Yeah, exactly. I guess, you know, the big one that everyone's obsessed with is sitting volleyball. And I think the star of the show there is the Iranian sitting volleyball team, because their star athlete is actually over 8 foot. His disability is basically he's very tall and his muscles never caught up. His bones never caught up in development. I think he had an accident as well when he was younger as well. So, yeah, that's his disability. But I think he'll have a tough one with the Bosnians this year.
Okay. Joanna Reardon, thank you very much. Good luck in Paris. And RTE is doing a lot of Paralympic coverage this year. They'll be broadcasting live across all 11 and 12 days, if you include the opening ceremony of the Paralympic Games. Begins on August 28th. There'll be 104 hours of coverage on RTE2 television, but over 500 hours on the RTE player, as well as updates here on RTE Radio 1, RTE News, RTE.ie and 2FM. Joanna Reardon, thanks a million.
Thank you so much.